You know that many people in church history converted to the Catholic faith because miracles, which is good, obviously. But it is not what Jesus really desired from us. He desired a higher faith and confidence in his person rather than his miracle. And this is actually something that Jesus in today's gospel wanted to teach to all of us. This is very interesting. It's very important for our spiritual life. So, a ruler went to see Jesus to ask for a miracle because his son was about to die. And Jesus answered, "Unless you see signs and wonder, you do not believe." Remember, Jesus Christ is God himself. And he knows exactly what is going on in our soul. Sometimes, you know, it might happen that a person in the same circumstances, in different occasions, but same circumstances, the person does not commit sin. And after, he commits sins, same circumstances, when he prayed already. So, God permitted, you know, this happening in order to let the person know that when he didn't commit sin, it was because the grace of God helped him. In the second time when he committed a sin, well, it was because the lack of faith in the grace of God. Sometimes when we are tempted or something is happening to us, we pray for a miracle. But, you know, God works a miracle according to his wisdom. But God really wants from us a higher faith and confidence in his person. You know, there is a great contrast of today's gospel. And this is the gospel according to St. Matthew. This is very, very interesting because, you know, today's liturgy may help us a lot in our spiritual life. But sometimes we think that we are asking for the grace, but really we are asking for a miracle. And to work a miracle is up to God. Sometimes God works a miracle, sometimes no, according to his divine wisdom. And many people get discouraged because God didn't work the miracle that a person was expecting for. That's why it's very important to the gospel. And the contrast of today's gospel is another gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 8. Now when he had entered Capernaum, there came to him a centurion, who entreated him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying sick in the house, paralyzed, and he is grievously afflicted." Jesus said to him, "I will come and cure him." But in answer, the centurion said, "Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority and have soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." Because all those people believe in the person of the centurion. And when Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who were following him, and listen this, Amen, I say to you, I have not found such a great faith in Israel. Then Jesus said to the centurion, Go thy way as thou hast believed, so be it done to thee. And the servant was healed in that hour. See, it's kind of similar gospel. Nevertheless, different behavior of God, because this person, the centurion, believed in Jesus Christ, believed in the grace of God. That's why it's very important for us not to expect miracles, but to believe in the divine power of Christ, in his divine compassion. To understand this mystery of grace, well, we can call the grace of God the divine presence of God by charity. This is the grace of God, the divine presence of God by charity. We have the grace of God because God is present in our soul by charity. If you want to be more precise, let's call the grace of God the divine presence of Jesus by charity. Actually, St. Paul the Apostle, and it is so beautiful because he said in one of his epistles for midnight at Christmas, Beloved, the grace of God, our Savior, has appeared to all of us. And St. Paul himself says, I am who I am by the grace of God, and the grace of God was not fruitless in me. St. Teresa, Little Flower, which is a great saint, contemplative, contemporaneous for us, she didn't see really many miracles. But she said in French something very important. Toute grâce. This is French, which means everything is grace. Everything is grace. See how the saint lived the presence of God. And this is to believe in the grace of God. So if something is happening to us, obviously, pray. But with this faith, by believing in the grace of God, in the person of Christ, in his divine presence, rather to realize our faith in miracle. Because sometimes God works miracle. Just go to the hospital. How many persons are dying? Maybe one, two. Miracle. That's why it's very important for our spiritual life. To believe in Jesus, in his compassion, in his person. He knows everything. He knows what is better for us. You know, I know a person, now the person converted to God, he's very sick, he's in Argentina, very sick, so he cannot sin anymore. But God is not working the miracle to heal him, because God knows maybe the person will sin again. That's why God knows by his divine wisdom what is convenient for us. We pray, but it's up to God to work miracle. And besides, when you pray, obviously, Jesus is already present in that place where you want him be or to be. Because he is God. That's why in today's gospel, and even in gospel according to St. Matthew, he told the person, go thy way, because your son lives. It happened. The miracle happened. It's unbelievable. So that's why, you know, just pay attention to the teaching of Jesus Christ for your spiritual life. So just, you know, believing in the grace of God, you can live in peace forever in this life and eternally in the kingdom of heaven. Peace. Because everything is in the hand of God. God knows, I pray. But let's also believe in His wisdom, in the person of Christ. So the grace of God is the divine presence of God by charity. This is the definition of grace. Why can I say, oh, I am in sanctifying grace? Because the presence of God is in my soul by charity, permanently, because it's sanctifying grace. This is something really, really that encourages us, you know, to grow in faith. So let us learn from today's gospel how to pray. But remember, faith is first. God really expects from us, a higher faith and confidence in His power and compassion, and in His wisdom, obviously. So let us, you know, practice this tremendous teaching, and you will see the result. You will be in peace, and you will obtain anything that you ask, because Jesus is compassionate. Jesus is the love itself. In the name of the Father, and Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.